Pretty in Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival and New Cinema Network. And today I'm with the director and producer of Retablo, Peruvian project, and I'm with Alvaro Delgado Aparicio and Enid Campos. Welcome, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you, welcome.
I'm very glad to be with you guys because you have a very interesting project. So the project is called Retablo and it's about a 13-year-old boy.
Yes, it's a story about a father and son. Actually, it's a father and son love story, love in its purest way. It's a story of sometimes when you're stuck in relationships and relationships can be complicated and you want to become free, but dependence is much more stronger, so you're stuck. And how you go out of this stuckness is what we wanted to portray within the Retablo project.
And from what I understood reading the project, it's about this relationship, and it is a sort of also a coming of age, and sometimes when you have to see your parents as people and not only your parents. So that's a difficult transformation, a difficult process in everybody's life.
Of course. I mean, when we grow up, one of the complexities of growing up is that in some cases and in most cases, we tend to idealize at least one or both parents, and we see them as, you know, our models. And when something happens to them, we judge. And in the case of this story, it's really interesting that in the Andes we have the case of a master, which is the father of Segundo, which he admires him very much. And one day, by accident, he observes him in a sexual encounter with another man, and all his world falls apart. And he starts struggling with that as if a ghost will enter into his body and he doesn't know what to do. And that's the main premise of the movie. And yes, it's very difficult. It's very difficult situations. It's very difficult context to deal with, especially when you're a teenager and you're discovering your identity, you're experiencing your sexuality, and you have already thousands of questions, and now you have 1 million questions more because you start inheriting, in some way, the issues of your parents in your daily routine.
Enid, when did you get involved in the project and what did you like about it that made you decide that you wanted to produce it?
Well, I met Alvaro like 8 years ago. We have done his two shorts together. I have produced them. So since then, I knew that I was going to work with him in his projects, especially in his first feature. I know the story, I don't know, maybe three, since it was an idea and I really liked it. I think it's a universal story, and I think we have all felt what Segundo is going to feel. So I think it's a very strong story, strong and very interesting.
If I'm not wrong, this project also belongs to the Sundance Institute partnership with the NCN and the Film Program Lab.
Yes, we were so lucky to be selected last year in June in the Sundance Institute. We started with a scriptwriters lab, and there's a big team of mentors and people that, you know, support this project and give us feedback, and will continue helping us until we premiere one day the film. And it's just the most amazing experience and ride, and it's a place where you actually can take risks. It's a safe place where you can take risks and you're not afraid of trying things. And actually, since I've been there with a project, the script has changed already like 80% from what it was. And it's thankful to their generosity, and it's thankful to this safe platform that I've never seen it anywhere else in my life, to try different things and not being afraid of failing, but just to trying. And in that little fails that you do, that of course sometimes are a little bit frustrating, but you learn quickly and you change your script and you evolve and you also mature. So I'm blessed to be in part of this space that they provide, and I'm so happy to have them as part of my team in this journey that is a very long journey. And hopefully next year we're shooting the movie in September, so it will be an interesting ride still to follow.
And speaking about what you're doing here at NCN, so how did it go, and what was the what were the most useful things that you maybe also learned besides looking for a co-production, potential co-producer?
Well, we had like 50 meetings, a lot. And of course, for us, it's very interesting to have these meetings because, first of all, it's like the first time that more people can read the synopsis and have the first encounter with the project. So it's very interesting to see how people understand it. That's the first thing. Second, also, it's very encouraging because people like it a lot. So it's very encouraging, and we are very grateful for that, because you need to have a lot of courage to be in this business. Yes, and also, well, and you make the network. I have meet new colleagues. They have been very generous. They have given you tips. They have shared information. So it was very, very interesting for us and for the project.
And for me, I think it's really been amazing experience. Before actually going to the own experience we've had, I'm so surprised of how well organized is this network and the people that actually are the behind the scenes making this are so generous, so amazing people that you normally don't see it in many other festivals. So I was surprised first by that. It's amazing. And then the people we've met, we were surprised also to see that they are quite, they like the project, you know, it's attractive, the project for them. But also what I thought it was really interesting because they just read the synopsis, and when you start explaining in face to face what are you feeling through the project or how are you thinking of doing it, visually, narratively speaking, they start filling the gaps of everything that they started imagining when they read the synopsis. So I think for them it's now a good head start of where the project is going. And of course we made a lot of contacts, we made a lot of connections, we made a lot of amazing people, and now we have to see how these relationships become nurtured and developed, and see like with who we can end up, you know, doing the movie. But it's not only about this movie, because when you're here, you start the journey for life, because there will be a second project, a third project, and a fourth project. So all these relationships that you start nurturing are going to be amazing to see how it's going to evolve in the next 20 years. So I'm so happy, we are so happy to be here at the Rome Film Festival in this market, in this co-production market, because everybody has been extremely generous.
You know, you're not the first person and director who tells me that besides, you know, being a co-production market useful to find a co-producer, it was also useful to eventually start talking about new projects and do networking. Like another director told me, yeah, well, maybe if they won't invest in this project, but we're already talking about some other ideas that we're sharing, like in the meantime, while waiting for other meetings and while talking. So that's very refreshing.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing because it's a big journey for everybody. And once you start making your first project, you're already thinking of your second project as well. And of course, everybody's busy doing so many things, but I'm very happy that the big interest that everybody wants to do things in Latin America now. And so, of course, we've had 55 meetings in 3 days. Of course, we cannot work with everybody, but definitely there will be relationships built. And I think the question now is how to nurture those relationships through feedback, through tips, as Pinky was saying, through communicating things. We're probably going to see them in the circuit when we launch the film. We'll see them again. We'll probably see them in a new market. But those relationships are there. So it depends on us now how to develop them and take them further. No? But it's such a great seed what the market has provided for all of us.
So Enid and Alvaro, I wish you good luck for Retablo. Really want to watch it, so please shoot it in September. I want to attend your premiere screening.
Thank you. Thank you to the New Cinema Network and to the Rome Film Festival. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for the opportunity to Cinema Network, for the market, and to Rome Film Festival. Thanks for the great opportunity, and we're so happy to have attended.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.